This paper initially describes aspects of the modeling of structures equipped with energy dissipators Schirling, Bozo, SLV, and develops two iterative design procedures to select these devices. This methodology is applied to a precast five-story reinforced concrete building. The SLV energy dissipation devices are initially stiff, but ductile with a range of yielding forces from 36 kN to 900 kN characterized by 52-52 standard devices. Moreover, these devices can be combined in parallel, giving a very wide range of possibilities for selection and corresponding structural response. Therefore, to simplify axiomatic selection, this article presents two procedures. 1. Direct aeration and 2. Inverse or fixed force aeration. Both procedures were implemented in an automatic application or plugin for the ABS program that automates its selection for specific structural system or architectural configuration of these elements. Using these devices, the energy introduced by an earthquake into the structure can be dissipated, protecting other structural elements that suffer damage. The SLV energy dissipation devices are affordable to get a significant performance improvement in the overall structural response. This work presents a five-story precast reinforced concrete building frame, called the SLB building, that provides four departments per level with a diaphanous interior floor. The building is made up of 11 columns with a constant 4x4 ECM section, and all its beams have hinges at the ends. This building was equipped with 120 small SLB devices, showing its performance for the maximum earthquake of Peruvian seismic code without ductility reduction, R equals 1, by means of nonlinear time history with 10 seismic records compatible with the S1 soil spectrum. In this structure, all seismic energy dissipation was concentrated in these devices, so there would be no structural damage. In addition, the levels of non-structural damage were controlled with initial stiffness of these devices, since lateral displacements were reduced to levels below the Peruvian seismic code, or even immediate occupancy for devices greater than those provided in this example. At the same time, the levels of acceleration decrease in height to only 0.3 g, and the base shear coefficient is reduced from almost 1.2 to only 0.1 to 0.2. This means an R factor between 6 and 10 without structural damage.